asked yourself if you would truly want a nightly rental in your neighborhood or maybe, you know, right beside you. Traffic coming in and out all times of the night, the noise, they're on vacation. That's why we do not want it rezoned. We want to protect our property value that's not deflated. And no one wants to deal with the problems that goes along with nightly rentals. We all have hundreds of thousands of dollars invested in our homes and our neighborhood. We just don't want that to be zoned to an NR1. Nightly rentals do affect the structure of the neighborhood, and the only benefits in this particular case is one particular large family. This is incompatible for our neighborhood. I do have a signed petition of the families that from some of our past meetings that we have had that have signed that they do not want this to be rezoned. Also, no new houses have been built in the last 5 years out there, but I do have names and addresses and all. So it's not just a few of us. It's our whole neighborhood. So anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak?
Yeah. Hi.
How are you, ma'am?
Good. I'm Patricia Bauman. I'm at 1112 Hampton Road. Sorry. So I am the second house, right? No, I'm Hampton.
Over here?
The second house, right there. So I'm actually a stone throw away from Ruby's Rest. He makes it seem like it's all to their self right there. We can walk that whole neighborhood within 10 minutes. I mean, families do it, kids play there. So we feel that this nightly rental is not compatible with our neighborhood. We all bought here and not in a nightly rental area because we did not want to deal with all the noise, traffic, and safety concerns. Excuse me. In the last few months, there's been sheriffs in and out of Ruby's Rest. I know there's a lot going on with the family. They're still here. Not like he said. They're in other areas. Let's see. People coming in and out of Ruby's Rest, they do not stop at that intersection. There's a bus stop for all the kids. They get on the bus right here, right there, and they fly out of here. The kids wait right here for a bus. And that's there's a lot of kids in the neighborhood. They have golf carts, four-wheelers that they let the guests use right around on Hampton. They have a thing saying that they have a all in the back of their area. You could ride the four-wheelers, but they come out on Hampton. They go down Hampton to Bristol. At last week's meeting, one of our neighbors, Ben, he couldn't be here today because of work, but he spoke about his fear for the safety of his children riding their bikes. He lives on Live Oak. And
right here?
Yep, he's right there. His kids just ride down, but he fears for that, for their safety. He stated that him and his wife sit on their back deck, and they can hear all the noise coming from either Hummingbird or the nightly rental. He says buffering. You can go on my porch and hear the neighbor behind me. I mean, you can hear it echoes. There's a lot of noise. They're doing fireworks, at, just not even on the 4th of July for no reason. So if we wanted this in our neighborhood, we would have bought in Branson or in Indian Point, Silver Dollar City area. But we didn't. We bought here because it's quiet. So once again, we're here letting you know that we don't want this in our small neighborhood. Because of the frequent turnover of guests, it can compromise the privacy, security, and safety of our neighborhood. I'm sure anybody here on this board, if you have children, grandchildren, you wouldn't want this in your neighborhood. You wouldn't want strangers roaming around. I mean, they stop and ask my kids, where's Ruby's Rest? I'm like, don't talk to anybody. We don't want it. We don't want it. Thank you.
Thank you.
One last thing to touch on. We're here again and again and again. This has been shut down so many times. We're tired of wasting your time, our time. We're going to come no matter what. But when is enough enough? It was our understanding that there be no more nightly rentals or Airbnb in our zone. But, yeah, here we are. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak in opposition to the project or the request? Would the petitioner want to step back forward and address any questions or statements that were made?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say a couple things. I mean, there's no secret. There's a sign in the yard saying it's being sold. There's no secret about that. Nobody's trying to keep it a secret. It is what it is. And you can click and see if that house is sold like I said it was. There's no secret about that. It's public knowledge. It shows you somebody else owns the property. And I can almost guarantee, because what I really heard out of everybody is that, okay, they're saying they don't want nightly rentals. There's nightly rentals there right now. It's going to be a nightly rental whether you pass this request or not. I think that the major concern is what the gentleman that first came up said was the surrounding properties being rezoned. If we came to a solution where we said, hey, to prove to you the sincerity of this application, and they said, hey, we will sign a document or agreement that says we will not rezone our surrounding properties to nightly rental to show you we are trying to get out of the area. What I've told you is true. They're not trying to make this be the needle that gets under the thread and then all of a sudden now the door's open. That's not what it is. This is a nightly rental right now. If they can't get it rezoned, they have to keep it, and somebody has to manage it from afar. Ultimately, if I was able to get the two owners of two of the lots and then the one across the street to say, hey, we will sign a document that says we're not going to try to get these rezoned for nightly rental. They'll stay as the commission wants them to stay in the surrounding area. Like, they are considerate to everybody. They should have rights for themselves. And I'm willing to go before them and say, hey, look, you know, if you guys want this rezoned, then we need to come to an agreement with everybody so that everybody is happy. Ultimately, that property is going to continue to be a nightly rental, whether it gets rezoned or not. So, you know, we're not trying to be secretive. The house is being sold. It's up for sale. You know, but we're all at your mercy. I mean, like, ultimately, the thing about safety, that's a traffic situation. People need to take care of that. If there needs to be a stop sign or something, there needs to be a stop sign. But it's not going to change. People are going to go in and out of that road either way, whether this is zone NR1 or not. That's just the facts. And I have three children. I mean, like, I want my kids to be safe as well. But ultimately, that's not going to change whether this is zone NR1 or stays a conditional use permit. It's just not. But if there's a solution that we can come up with that says, hey, the property to the south, to the north, and across the street to the west, if they sign a document saying, hey, we have the inability to try to rezone these properties, what would you like us to do? This is not a bait and switch. This is not an angle. They're trying to get rid of their property so that they can move on with their life. They're not trying to build a resort. Okay, that was a goal, I think, in the beginning. That was years ago. They're all moving away. So if you guys can come up with a solution there and everybody's happy that way, then by all means, I'm happy to go to them with that. It's as private as it can get.
Okay. Any other questions for the petitioner?
I do not.
Do not? Okay. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Appreciate you. All right. Any discussion amongst us before we move forward and close the public hearing? Everything? Okay. This time we'll close the public hearing. Anything or move forward with a motion? Up to you guys.
Move to deny order number 11-18-2025-02 located at 155 Ruby's Rest.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Did you guys have a discussion about what I requested at the end of my comments?
No, you sat there and said, we did not discuss anything. I entertained a motion, and I have a motion and a second to deny. There's no discussion heard from the commission at this time. We're in the middle of a vote, so.
Oh, yes,
so, hearing no discussion amongst the commission, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So that will conclude our order this morning. The question you had, sir, was for us to allow time, and so we moved forward with the order we had in front of us this morning. But what you asked for was for us to discuss and come up with a different route for you to convey with your neighbors and get an agreement in place. We denied the order that was in front of us this morning. So
yeah, that's outside the purview of our...
Okay.
Like, we don't get to... I appreciate your...
I think that question was... Would that be something as a viable solution? Because I mean, like I think that the instance being that it's on a private road and with a lot of space between a lot of people, the real concern I heard was that somebody's going to come in and try and get every single lot zoned in the rental.
I don't know that may be the concern you heard. I think that was just in reference to the fact that you were utilizing the NR3 as a reason as to why you should get NR1. We probably need to move on, but you're utilizing that to get this, saying you'd never do it again, here. I appreciate your effort to come up with a solution. I really do, because I try to come up with solutions how everybody can kind of win. So I do appreciate that.
Yep. All right. Thank you for the discussion. Thank you, guys. We will move on with our agenda this morning. That will conclude our rezone requests for the day. We do have... approval of agreement between client and consultant for professional services for Meadowbrook Road. This is file number 25-119, Road and Bridge. With us this morning from Great River Engineering, we have Ms. Claire Lycan.
Good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So what we have in front of us is an agreement for a BRO bridge, I'm assuming, is what it would be called?
It's a soft match
bridge. Soft match bridge,
yes.
Okay. I get those two confused sometimes.
It is confusing.
Okay.
But yes.
So this is our soft match, and this would be the old covered bridge up there that would be getting replaced.
Yes, it's a realignment of that roadway, and so there'll be a new bridge added, but that bridge will stay in place.
It will. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated November 3rd, 2025, approving the agreement as to form. Do I have any questions for Claire?
I don't believe
so. Mr. Greenwood?
Move to approve the agreement between client and consultant for professional services for Meadowbrook Road by and between Taney County and Great River Associates Incorporated.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Claire. All right, next we have our court orders, personal property abatements, and add-on report. With us this morning from the Taney County Assessor's Office, we have Ms. Margaret Salgado.
Way to go.
Sounds like a tough one.
And from the Taney County Clerk, Doug Brennan.
Oh, were you asking if you wanted to, what were you asking? I'm sorry. Oh, no, this won't take me long. If you don't mind, move the microphone over there for me.